When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Vies as kick-ass. This is the show other radio shows fear. Are you ready to have fun?
I'm so ready.
The fun starts now.
I don't know, man. I never hear that. Are you ready to have fun? No, you're like, oh, come on, man. I'll just lay on my back for a couple minutes and then get your thing done so I can go to bed. That's what I hear all the time. I don't hear, hey, you want to have fun at all. What's up, China Dow?
Hi.
I am back, man. It felt like I got kicked in the fucking nuts yesterday and the day that night, Saturday night. I did. I felt like I got kicked in the nuts.
Did it hurt?
It was freaking hurting, man. It was hurting so bad. I said, you know what? Fuck this. I'm driving to the hospital myself here. I ain't going to wait around for your lazy ass to get up. I'm gone.
And you went. And how'd that go?
I don't know, man. I got there and they made me sit in the waiting room for an hour. And I was like, you cocksuckers, I'm going to start fucking throwing a fit here. I got to get in there. Give me some drugs.
Non-narcotic, though.
Non-narcotics. I don't like narcotics.
No.
If it ain't weed, I ain't doing it.
No. You don't mesh well with narcotics.
No, man. Last time they tried giving me morphine, I freaking tore up the place.
You did.
Yeah. Did I or did I not?
You did. You totally destroyed the room you were in the hospital.
Me and old boys don't get along.
No, you guys don't play well together.
We don't play well, man. No, it's just like me and Jack Daniels never play good.
Mm-mm.
So anyway, kidney stones. They come out and say, I got to give you a CT. I was like, well, I'll light up freaking Chicago then because I've had so many of these damn things.
Mm-hmm.
So they give me a CT. I already knew what was freaking wrong, you know. It was freaking a kidney stone. I already knew.
But, you know.
Just give me the drugs.
They gotta rack up the medical bill.
Oh,
you know?
My God. They go after my insurance like they're freaking wild animals.
I'm telling you.
As soon as I handed over what kind of insurance I had, they're like, oh, Mr. James, come on in. I'm like, you made me sit in the waiting room for an hour, but then you get my insurance. Then you're all nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, when you had the, and you know what? I got there, I guess. It was passing through. Okay? But, you know, if you're a man, you have a kidney stone, it feels like you're getting kicked in the fucking nuts. Whichever side it's on, your ball is hurting. It was like my right freaking nut was getting squeezed in a vice. Okay? So if you want to know what it feels like, it's like that. So it ends up being, I was in the ER passing it, and they got it on CT. It was a 3-millimeter one, and that little 3-millimeter thing made me a bitch, okay? I was a bitch. And if you men ever had one, you'll know what I'm talking about. You could be the toughest guy in the world. You have a kidney stone, you're a bitch. Okay.
As I sit here going, dude, I gave birth to a kid. Come on, suck it up, buttercup.
Trying to suck it up, buttercup. You know what? You had gallstones before and you were a bitch.
Oh my God, those were sucky.
Oh, they were.
Oh my God. I thought, man, that was the worst pain ever. Childbirth was better.
But it shows how tough Hollywood is. I'll just drive myself there, man. I ain't calling no ambulance. I'll do it myself.
I'll be back. I'm like, okay.
And you're like, where are you going? I'm like, I'm going to the hospital, motherfucker. I'm going to get some drugs. That Tylenol shit ain't working on me right now.
No.
So they gave me what? Toradol?
Toradol.
And the pain was so bad, they had to give me two doses.
Uh-huh.
I was like, dude, this one ain't doing shit, man. It raised it from a, you know, because they asked you 1 to 10. I was like, man, this shit's at 20. Give me some fucking drugs. And it lowered to a 5 at that point. I was like, dude, my nuts are on fire, man. Give me another hit.
You're like, give me another hit. Puff, puff, pass, dude. Come on. Hook it up.
Hook this shit up, man. But the doctor was kick ass, man. He was a young ass doctor and shit like that. And guess what?
What?
Guess what?
What? He watches your show.
He watches my show.
Oh, go figure.
I loved it. I was treated like a king.
Did he ask for an autograph?
You know what? No, I was too fucking. I was complaining.
Or just your signature for the billing receipt.
They probably have that, man. But he comes in here, have a Sprite. I was like, dude, I don't drink pop. Ah, come on. He was a kick-ass doctor, man. It was beautiful.
Yeah, they offer you a Sprite, but they don't offer you a real size, regular size Sprite. You got one of them little tiny mini cans. What the hell is that? That's a swallow.
Well, he wanted to make sure that I could still drink and shit like that after throwing a whole bag full of freaking liquid at me. I don't like the nurse, though. That bitch stuck me like a pincushion.
Yeah, I saw that.
And finally, she had to freaking go through my hand to get an IV. She couldn't see through the tattoos. I was like, dude, don't you got a machine to see my veins or something? Stop poking me, man.
Yeah, but if they're good enough, they don't need to be able to see. They can feel it.
Well, I don't give a shit. She poked me big time, man. Mm. I was like, damn, you're poking me. You didn't even take me out to dinner.
She was poking you.
Yeah, damn right, man.
Aww.
So what a damn eventful weekend for Hollywood. That shit sucked.
But you're still here. You're okay.
Then last night, man, I took a pill and I was out for the count. I was done. I was out. I was drugged. You drugged me.
I drugged you. Yeah, it's all me.
And you know what was funny?
Huh?
Is because I don't like narcotics. So the guy said, you know what? You know, we're not going to give you any drugs or something. You seem like a guy that can take on Tylenol and ibuprofen. I said, you motherfucker. And it don't matter because the damn pharmacy was closed anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't. No.
So this equate all day pain relief. I'm a new fan.
The Walmart version.
That shit just knocked. Ain't it funny the name brands don't work like these?
Yeah, I find it funny that the generic work way better than the name brand. That's just like we have the generic Walmart version of extra strength Tylenol.
And I love them red pills.
Hell yeah, they kick in good.
Fucking A, but the red ones didn't work on me this time because my nuts were on fire.
Well, you needed ibuprofen so there'd be no swelling.
Yeah, yeah. This is true. And here I am, and I drink water all damn day.
Water and tea.
You know what happened? I know what happened with this particular incident.
What?
See, you know, I go to Planet Fitness,
mm-hmm.
and they got that vibrating plate that helps you lose weight and shit. So I bought one from home, jumped on it. It was a little more powerful than the one at the gym. I believe that shucked the kidney stone.
You think so?
Come on, you went on the damn thing.
Yes, I did.
You think it did or not?
I think it did because I think that thing can shake anything loose.
She actually sat on the damn thing because she's being a pervert.
Yeah, I did. I sat on it, wanted to see if it would help, but it didn't benefit.
You know, get out of here. You just can't jump on it for 5 minutes and think it's gonna do anything.
I just sat there and it was like, I'm like, I said it had better vibration than your Harley.
Yeah, it did. So you got to do a show last night with Mike. I heard it went good. I watched some of it this morning.
Just some of it. Yeah, I was there with.
What do you want me to do? My nuts were hurting last night. I wanted to go to bed.
You did. I got it. I had it under control.
I hate when, because with kidney stones, it starts in your back and it starts moving down your side. And then finally it says, okay, smart ass. You think is that pain I can take? I can't take my nut in a vice.
No.
Fuck no, I can't.
So I had it pretty much under control with me, Mikey, and then we had Professional Monkey. And
I
then,
love Professional Monkey.
And then
Monkey.
Miss Monkey came on, too.
Oh, Miss Monkey came on, too.
Yeah. So thank God you weren't on.
Why?
Because she's Cuban.
So?
She's
I wonder if she has a line on. I wonder purdy. If she has a line on Cuban cigars.
She's purdy.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, and she wrenches too.
Well, there you go.
I know.
What happened to you?
I don't know. I broken.
You're broken, huh?
I can wrench. Come on now. I know what the right tools are. You didn't go out to the garage, right?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you fuck with my bikes, I'll kick you in the mouth. You mess with them bikes, you're gonna be homeless.
Well, you know, the last video I seen a professional monkey was him taking handlebars off of Dinah.
I don't know, man. You know, I used to make fun of women when they're pregnant. You know, I used to fuck around a little bit. You know, I did with you. I don't joke about that no more. Not after having a kidney stone the first time. I said, fuck you. I ain't ever. It's karma coming to kick me back. So I don't make fun of women anymore. Pregnant. I don't know how you women do it. Did I admit or did I not that women have a bigger pain tolerance than men?
You so did. That women have a way higher pain tolerance.
You do. You women do, man. You have babies. You catch it up the ass. And
oh, my God.
You know, you got you women can do it.
There it is.
You do. You get boned in the butt. And then you have babies. So, yeah, men are bitches compared to women. Especially when we're sick.
Yeah. You guys are babies.
You know what's the worst about kidney stones?
Hmm.
Is after you pass the damn thing, you still have the freaking spasms and shit. It's like, dude, enough. You already put me through hell. Okay? You already did it.
Have you passed it yet, by the way?
I have no idea. My nuts don't hurt right now.
Well, maybe.
You know what? As soon as I feel any pain, I'm grabbing the fucking ibuprofen. You don't even have to wait for that shit, man. I'm grabbing that shit. I feel a pulsating in the nuts. It's done. I'm grabbing the meds.
Grabbing some drugs.
Grabbing the drugs, man. And I'm not a big drug guy. I ain't. I do not like narcotics other than freaking weed because I don't consider it that.
No.
But I don't even think the best weed in the world would have took care of that pain.
All it would have made you do is go to sleep.
Yeah, and here is my fucking nuts are freaking vibrating.
Mm.
I don't know, man. So what's coming up in the show today?
Well, I got a couple news stories. Well, that are besides really entertaining.
The news stories, you know, is news. What else are we talking about today?
Ways to stay in love when the honeymoon phase is over.
Well, that sounds gay. But hey, well, I guess we're going to talk about it.
God, you're so mean.
What am I mean? What is it with women and love? You know, that's just like when you have sex, you know, you're sitting here, you want to make love? No, I want to fuck. That's what I say. I want to go to Pound Town.
Oh, my Lord.
Sitting here, I want to make love. No! I want to bash. I want to put you through a wall, your head.
Oh, my God. You're so violent. God, what is wrong with you?
What the hell, man? I want to make
Maybe
love.
If you had more sex, the kidney stone would come out quicker. I don't know.
I don't know. They say that's good for it, a blowjob, because, you know, a woman sucks it right out. That's what I hear.
I don't want to sit there and go, oh. What the hell is that?
What is that?
Why is there something like sand in my mouth? What is crunch. Ew. What the hell?
Visiting Tatooine and stuff from Star Wars.
I'm like, that's just sounds wrong.
It does sound wrong, man. That does sound wrong.
I feel like I'm chewing on sand. What is that? Oh, damn. Kidney stone's gone. Oh, so thanks for passing it on. Yeah, that's great. Why are you looking at your phone? Are you busy?
Uh-huh.
Are we interrupting you?
What do you mean?
I don't know, because you're staring at your phone.
Oh, no.
Oh, your phone was ringing while I was doing the interview last night. It was your brother.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't answer.
I don't know. He's probably calling to make fun that I got kicked in the nuts or something.
I don't know. It was the older one.
So what do we got going on here today?
What? My news?
Yeah.
My news, bro?
Your news, bro.
All right. Well, Ron Jeremy, the former porn star accused of sexually assaulting multiple women, will be released from jail to a private residence as his health worsens.
Uh-huh.
California judge granted 70-year-old's request to be placed in a private residence to receive around-the-clock medical care because no medical facility will take him.
Dude, have you seen Ron Jeremy lately?
Dude, he looks like Santa Claus.
He does, but you're looking at this guy and saying, well, how did he get all that pussy? Dude, he got some pussy in his time, man. They say he's not competent to stand trial.
And well, that's one of the things that they were talking about, that he is not competent to stand trial, and that they shared that his medical condition has deteriorated to the point that he is essentially bedridden.
Dude, holy cow. Mm-hmm. What's he got, like Alzheimer's or something?
I don't know. It says that, let's see. I feel very badly that this is where we are, but it is beyond our control. His mental health condition deteriorated rapidly.
Did he like get syphilis or something? Because then ain't that the way Al Capone went? Was with syphilis, he turned crazy.
Well, they say that the causes major mental problems if it's not caught on time. It can
turn into some bad stuff, man. Syphilis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sickly dick that women give you when you get syphilis, man, it's a one-two punch. You shoot green out your pecker, and next thing you know, you're crazy. That's bullshit, if you ask me, man.
Well, I guess it's gotten to the point that he didn't even recognize his own defense attorney.
Oh yeah, he can't have no trial. If you can't recognize your own freaking attorney, you're mm-hmm. done.
Mm-hmm.
Put a fork in you. So what did these rape allegations come like 30 years later after, it supposedly happened?
Well, they happened. Yeah, it was really weird because I know the court case. He was arrested in 2020 originally. And in 2021, 34 criminal counts were brought against him based on allegations by 23 different women, the oldest dating back to 1996.
So that's what they said it happened in 1996.
Well, that was the oldest allegation.
Get the hell out of here with that, man.
And I guess the victim's age ranges from 15 to 51.
What is, you know what? That's why you never want to become rich and famous, because you're going to have people coming out saying, hey, you did this to me and you did that to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm surprised half of these metal stars from the 1980s don't have this shit all thrown on them.
Oh, yeah, for real. Like all these women coming back saying, I had your baby.
Or I was raped.
I was raped behind.
I don't know. That really screws you women up who legitimately go through this stuff. I believe that 1,000%. You got women that come back and say this happened to me or that happened to me 30 years later.
And it's sad because
I can't even believe there's no statute of limitations on that crap.
Well, there actually is a statute of limitations on rape. It's only
dependent on what state.
Yeah, it depends on what state, but you only get a few years. And
then why are these people getting thrown under the bus 30 years later?
Well, a lot of it, they say they use like the older years, like the ones that happened in the beginning, I guess, they used it to show a pattern, even though if he did get sentenced from something that happened in 1996, that person, it wouldn't be based off of just her claim alone.
You know what? I'd tear him up on the stand. I would.
Well, it's too bad that, he...
I like that one, Steve. Just say something bad about the Democrats and you're going to get a Me Too charge. That's about what's going to happen, man.
Well, he wanted his name cleared, but unfortunately, due to his medical condition, he will not go on trial and have the opportunity to clear his name, let alone these women will not be able to go in front of the judge and say what they want to say, and
right,
it's basically over.
Unbelievable, man.
And I find it funny that no medical hospitals will take him.
So. Road rage. I would like to file a formal complaint. Hollywood keeps touching me inappropriately. The touching is fine, but the price he charges are ridiculous. You know what? I remember when you used to be able to get a good escort for $2,000 or $200.
And now,
it's like $2,000. This inflation sucks.
At a zero.
No shit,
at
man.
At a zero.
Ain't that a bitch, man? You can't even get a good piece of lease pussy for under $2,000 anymore.
Know. It's kind of sad.
It is, man. And, you know, most of the time, it ain't even, they're not even hot.
So there was a sad thing that happened over.
Even a good blowjob over on Cicero Avenue used to cost 20 with, you know, a crackhead, but now it's like freaking 50.
Gross.
That's bullshit.
So there was something that did happen over the weekend that I kind of found a little sad. Want to know?
Yeah, Hollywood went to the hospital with a kidney stone. That's really sad
No.
What?
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter died with following her battle with dementia. She was 96 years old.
My God, my God.
Yeah, that kind of.
You know, even though he sucked as a president, he had a good heart.
He did, and the man's 99 years old now.
And he's in hospice, and then she died first.
Yeah, the both of them. She joined her husband in hospice care, and I guess with her dementia, it kind of went fast. And yeah, she passed away, and he is still with us, but she did pass away. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't be surprised if in the next couple weeks, if he passed as well.
I wouldn't be surprised either. Like I said, he wasn't the best president, but the guy has a heart of gold.
Mm-hmm.
That's something politicians don't have anymore.
Yeah.
They're not grounded in reality anymore. You know, a lot of the video footage of January 6th is being released now. It was all set up by the Democrats, every one of it. Every one of it. And that should scare the shit out of you how these damn governments get in now.
Yeah. It
really is.
Well, him and the two of them were actually together for 75 years.
My God, that's long.
It's a long time.
Dude, that is such awesome. And you're right then. If they were together that long, that means it's only a few weeks.
It's only going to be a short time before he follows behind her.
Do you notice that people that have been together a long time, they usually go within a span a couple months or a year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes me wonder. My grandmother must have really not loved my grandfather because she survived 7 years. But, you know, the mean ones always stick around.
They do, man. Do you notice that?
Yeah.
It's always the mean ones.
It is. It's the mean one, Mr. Grinch.
It's the mean one, Mr. Grinch.
So I got something funny.
What?
I got
you're not.
Super
you know what?
Funny.
I have to admit this. You're really not a funny person.
Okay, but this is a funny story.
I don't know. You should be watching TikTok. She was going to be making out with Shrek. I was like,
it's in my draft.
I don't know. You got to post that. You know, you got to prove to everybody you're cheating on Hollywood
with Shrek.
With Shrek, yes.
Yeah.
Sitting there, tonguing him and stuff like that. I wonder if he blows green jizz.
Oh, gross.
Just asking.
For a friend?
Yeah, just asking for a friend.
You're disgusting.
We got Sandy in the house, man. Yeah, I'm feeling a little better today, man. A little better today.
It's all them drugs.
I don't know, man. It was a 12-hour freaking nappy nap for Hollywood, man.
Nappy nap.
Yeah, I woke up this morning. I was like, what the hell time is it?
Like, what day is it?
Yeah, well, basically, you ever wake up like that? It's like,
dude, I've woke up like that before, and I was looking at the time. I'd be like, oh my God, I'm late for work.
And you try getting up and you go, and I'm looking at you, you stupid ass.
You're like, it's 1 a.m.
Man.
So, you want to hear some funny thing that happened in Florida?
What happened in Florida?
A Florida man was arrested after allegedly pooping on a dead possum in the middle of rush hour traffic.
Do you know what? People are getting a lot more weirder nowadays. Yes. You know, people think I'm weird, but I'm kind of like normal compared to what's going on out there now.
So Rudy Wilcox, 45.
What was his name?
Rudy.
Rudy. Rudy. Rudy.
Well, he was picked up by the Clearwater police on Wednesday around 5:30 p.m. after he was seen dropping trout in the middle of Bleacher Road and Willow Tree Trail intersection, then laying a log on the doubly unfortunate possum in view of motoring vehicles.
Laying a log. That was a good one.
So the defendant was observed pooping on a deceased possum with his pants lowered and his anal region exposed. Yeah. So in addition to pooping on the possum in the sight of motorists, he was also allegedly witnessed in action by the police department, who were sitting right near there, and they actually seen this guy doing it.
Wow.
So guess what he got charged with?
What do you get charged with? Laying a log?
Laying a log? Well, Wilcox said these accusations and these officers who witnessed him doesn't seem straight.
What, was he a little crooked?
He said that the cops were lying on him. Physical evidence was viewed at the scene, which corroborates the allegations.
Did they put, like, yellow tape around his log?
And the dead possum that he logged on top of. Wilcox, who was homeless and not under the influence or of anything, he was charged with exposure of sex organs.
You know what? That's such bullshit, man.
I'm like, that's all you can come up with? You can't just say he pooped in public?
You know what's even worse, man? You know, when you're getting a Hummer or something in a car and you get busted by the cops, they charge you with indecent exposure. And it's like, what the hell, man? And nobody's around. I'm getting a knob job. You want one?
Well, how can they charge you with indecent exposure when they had to walk up to your window to even see what was going on?
Exactly.
And so, which means in turn, they can't see said private area.
You know what I think, man? I think they should use the defense. Hey, it's my car. It's my property. I'm doing it on my property.
It's my car. I can do whatever I want. Unless you're paying my car note and my insurance, leave me alone.
But you know what I mean? They actually walk up and do it.
Oh, yeah. They walk up and next thing you know, do you hear the knocking on your...
It's like, dude, I'm about to blow here. Can you wait?
As you look over going, really? I was almost done. You couldn't have waited 5 minutes.
Yeah, 5 minutes is all I ask. You know, my dumb ass would tell him that, too.
You probably would. You'd be like, excuse me. No, this is my car. Go away. I'm almost done. Mind your business.
Yeah, go mind your business, man. Go play cops and robbers, man.
Go check out the intersection. See if somebody's laying a log.
No shit, man. Hey, there's a possum. Let's lay a log.
Why would someone? I see a dead possum. I'm going to go poop on it.
The fuck is wrong with people, man? I don't get it.
What was he trying to see if he can poop big enough to, like, cover the possum? I don't even know.
That's just as bad as, you know, I'm not going to even go there. Edge just as bad as a dude laying in one of them freaking all rubber suits with his nuts getting scrunched on by 12-inch heels, man.
Ew.
Weird ass people.
No, I think pooping on a dead possum kind of like makes it worse.
I don't know.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, hello, little froggy.
Yes, I'm lonely.
WMMR TV Rockford.
I'm telling you what, that fit that one right there, that Twilight Zone and shit.
With the laying a log?
Yeah, laying a log. That's some Twilight Zone bullshit right there, man.
Next time we see a cop, we should be like, hey, check this out. I'm pooping in the street.
I should have gave him some cake or something.
I know. Maybe he was constipated. I don't know.
That, you know, I always tell you, man, when you're constipated, I'd stick a finger in there like a doctor. I'd play Dr. Hollywood.
Gross. No, thank you.
There's no thank you stuff.
No. No. Hey, but when you got to go, you got to go. The dude just had to take a poop.
you know what? That's what I would have said. Hey, man, there's no bathroom around. I got to take a shit.
I got to go. It happens.
You know, that's just like them trying to freaking bust you for taking a piss on the wall or something.
They bust people for that, too.
Yeah, I know. That's ridiculous.
I'm just peeing.
I'm letting it loose, man. I got to piss.
I'm sure like these cops haven't pissed outside their doors when they're like staking out somebody's house or something. Come on.
They probably piss in a cup. That's the way cops are. You're nasty people.
They're pissing in Gatorade bottles.
Unbelievable.
It could
Gatorade
happen.
Gatorade bottles.
You know, gross thought. Saving it for later.
Yeah, I'm saving the log for later, man.
Yeah. Ew. I don't think they're going to poop in a freaking Gatorade bottle. Well,
I don't know. Hey, man, do you know I want to go into, I think it's Switzerland. The guards over there were having jacuzzi orgies and shit. I'd love that. Having jacuzzi orgies together.
Dude, really?
What is wrong with
that? I have that news story.
Oh, you got to tell me of that.
I totally have that news story. I was going to cover that tomorrow, but thanks for screwing that up for me.
No, you can do it today.
So mean. I can't believe you did that.
Uh-huh. Well, come on.
What? I had to pull the story up. And
I thought it was awesome, man.
And it was in Belgium. It's in Belgium.
Oh, Belgium?
Yeah. So the Belgium largest prison reeling from wild sex scandal that
how is it a sex scandal when it wasn't even, you know, it's just a bunch of guards having sex together.
I don't because get it. Because it happens at work, too.
Well, it happens.
So yeah. That accused guards and staffers of organizing jacuzzi orgy parties and trading colorful bracelets to determine their sex partners.
Wasn't that like a game?
It was a game.
No, a game when, you know, what was that game girls used to do? They put different color
bracelets on.
No,
to see
different
how far
color
they go.
Lipstick.
No.
Yeah, different colored lipstick, and the guy would have a rainbow on his, you know, junk.
Oh, God. No, there was actually.
That is so awesome, man. I want to play that game.
There was actually years back where you would see young girls wearing different color rubber bracelets. Because each color bracelet stood for how far they would go sexually.
What do you mean? I'm confused now.
I don't remember the order of all the stupid colors. Like, if they had a black bracelet, it means they banged. If they had a red one, they only kissed. If they had a yellow one, they did oral. I mean, it was like.
You know what? I think that should be a requirement.
Oh, my God.
I do. I think women should have to wear different color bracelets. You know, if they, like you said, have a black one on, they screw. If they have a blue one on, they give a blowjob. And that way it'd be easier to pick them up in a bar. Oh, she has a blue bracelet. I know I'm getting a knob job.
So
I think that'd be a great invention.
10 guards and staffers at the Lanton, I guess that's how you say it, prison, located near the city of Liege, have come under fire for allegedly hosting sex parties after work and having intercourse with each other during their shifts at the prison. One of the staffers even is described as a nymphomaniac who allegedly demanded sex from coworkers while at work.
Now, I have a question for you. A nymphomaniac.
Yeah, it's a sexaholic, basically.
Would you want to have one of them as a girlfriend? Here I'm asking that to all you guys. Would you want one of them? I think it'd get, you know, when you get a little older, it's like hard enough to have sex for, you know, 2 minutes that, you know, you have one that's a nympho that's always on you. I don't think I'd like that.
You don't think so?
I don't think so, man. Hey, you know, let's have breakfast. What are you doing down there again? Okay.
Oh, you mean that would bother you?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it would.
It would actually bother you.
You're damn right. If it's like five times a day they want it. It's like, dude, they make dildos for that. Go keep yourself occupied, man. Go sit on my freaking vibrating plate. Seriously. Five times a day. That's dumb.
So during the parties, the staffers would allegedly determine which employee they would sleep with by drawing a matching color bracelet at random out of a container.
Oh, that is so cool. That is so cool.
You know, they used to do that years back where you throw all your keys in a container and whoever pulled whoever's
got the keys,
you grab somebody's keys and that's who you were going to be with. Just saying. Kind of dumb shit.
How's that dumb, man? It'd be dumb, though, if you got a beluga whale. That would be like, hey, I want a redo. I would. I'd be like, I want a redo. Screw that.
No.
I don't know.
No.
It happens.
That is so crazy. These people were actually banging at work. I can't believe it.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, my God. I can't read the rest of that. That's just wrong.
So our main story today.
Yeah.
Our main story coming up.
The personalities on this radio show are going to take a quick break. They're going to get a cup of coffee, call mommy and ask for gas money, and they'll be right back.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR DB Rockford.
Okay, how to keep the honeymoon going is what you're talking about here, huh?
Yeah, it's basically how you keep the honeymoon going in the relationship, because sometimes the honeymoon phase ends.
Do you notice how funny that is? You're like, just meet somebody. Next thing you know, you're all in love. And then 3 months later, you get smacked with reality. It's like, dude, she's walking around and freaking. That's what I always complain about, man. With you women, you're false advertising.
How you figure?
Because you all look drop dead gorgeous in the beginning. Next thing you know, you're walking around in the sweatpants and it's like, where's your makeup?
Really? Because I veer to differ. Because yesterday you told me, I said, well, I guess if I'm doing the show, tonight for you, which was last night, I'm going to have to put my face on. He's like, why? You look fine without it. I said, because you're putting it on your channel. I can't just go on air with no makeup on.
I was trying to be nice.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't. Because you know how many times you look at me and go, you're going to go on the show like that?
It's like,
So why would I not put makeup on to put on the show, to be on the show last night, you dumbass?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Dirty Knob says, Butt Bangers from Mars is now streaming.
Well, we know what he's
doing.
You
know what? I always wondered why you women walk around with your hands on your butt. Because you know that guys are looking at it like, yeah, I'm going to get in that thing. Now I know why you guys.
What women walk around with their hands on their butt?
A lot now. Now I know why they do. They know they're going to get it up the poop chute.
I've never seen a woman walk around with her hands on her butt.
But do you notice that first 3 months, everything's good?
Well, this one actually says after a year, a honeymoon phase is over.
Lone Cowboy Adventures. What's up there, buddy?
So, yeah.
So what? Do you lose your train of thought or something here? What?
No, no, no. So the first thing that they say you should do is dedicate an hour a day for quality time.
Why does it have to be an hour? Ain't that a couple of minutes good enough?
It says spend quality time with your partner. This is the number one killer in most relationships. So dedicate an hour each day for quality time.
I don't think that's true.
Hollywood would be like, all right, it's been 10 minutes. Are we done yet?
I don't know. I don't think that's true, man. I think if you're too up on each other, you're not giving each other enough space.
Well, you say that the relationship needs breathing room.
Well, don't you think?
Well, yeah, you don't want to be all up each other's butts 24/7. I mean, that could get really annoying.
Let's see here. I know what you guys mean about the honeymoon being over after a year. I bring up a lot of stuff that we used to do, if you know what I mean.
The sex is not as like up to par anymore, huh?
Hell no.
Things change. You get older. You get bored.
No, it's called false advertising.
No, we reel you in with the good stuff and then show you who we really are after the fact.
Thank you for admitting it. You admitted it. I'm being truthful. You admitted it.
No, I didn't. I'm not admitting nothing.
Oh, you're not admitting nothing. You're taking that fifth, huh?
I'm pleading the fifth. I don't know what you're talking about.
Guilty as hell.
Dude, it's been almost 30 years.
And what's exactly what Jason says? Define quality time.
Defining quality time means basically like being a little extra affectionate with your partner, like, you know, have a good breakfast together, maybe some little cuddle time.
Cuddle time. Cuddle time.
Go to bed earlier so you could talk and cuddle. I don't know. An hour where you could just sit and like talk about your day, even though Hollywood tells me to shut up. So yeah, that
the problem is you talk about the same shit every day.
Work, because that's where I'm at every day.
Bugs the shit out of me. Like, I want to hear about that dumb shit. I like positivity.
Okay.
Positivity. You're not a positive person.
How am I not a positive person?
You remind me of that Wicked Witch from freaking, oh my God, I was at work the other day and they had this TMC on the TV. They had Wizard of Oz on. I was watching Munchkins. I was watching these midgets. I was like, you know, and I told them that. I was like, dude, don't put midgets on around me, okay? They're scary. Little stubbly looking things. Their head's so big, you want to pop it.
Oh my God.
Like a
stop.
Zit. You don't put that on by me.
That's not nice. You're not nice.
I don't know, man.
That was not nice.
I don't know. That's scary. We welcome you.
Oh my
it's like,
God.
Dude, I heard that. I was like, what the hell is going on in here? Did I die and go to hell?
And they're haunting you?
Hell yeah. That's what's going to be my hell, man. Midgets.
Your hell loop.
All over me.
Such snot.
That's
a sex
affairs.
Dream you've had or
no, no, no.
So you need to appreciate each other regularly. Doesn't
I
matter.
I appreciate your head all the time.
You know, this is really funny that you said that, because yesterday we were actually laying on my bed and I had my back to you and you kept like squeezing onto me saying, you're warm. And I'm like, I'm feezing. And you're like, well, are you going to turn around so we can actually talk? I said, why should I turn around? You say the best part of your day is when you see the back of your woman's head. So I figure I'd just talk to you facing the opposite direction. What the fuck?
Well, she's considerate.
I mean, so I'm like, why would I turn around? You say it all the time. You like seeing back of my head. So you could talk to the back of my head. Got to be consistent, right?
Yeah. There
you
go.
You know, that's how you, so that's how you, we appreciate each other regularly. I let you stare at the back of my head, even when we're not doing anything sexual.
Well, at least you know, consider it.
I try. I try.
Unbelievable.
I mean, you know, do we appreciate each other regularly? Sure. We do.
We do.
We do. We do. You bought me a chocolate cake.
Yeah, I said, you know what? You get a freaking good, because you were pretty cool. I'm going to go get you a cake.
And I got a chocolate cake.
Do I or do I not get you things all the time?
Yeah, I'm wrapped up in the blanket, too, right now. I got a new blanket.
But you act like I'm an asshole. But, the first thing I do is when we go to the store, hey, what do you want?
Chocolate cake.
Yeah, but don't I say that?
Yeah. You're like, what do you want? And I just kept saying chocolate cake. I want a piece of chocolate cake. So I grab a piece of chocolate cake from the bakery area. And you're like, put that back. I'm like, what? You said I could have chocolate cake. And you're like, put that back. And you grab a whole entire cake. And I'm like, dude, I can't eat that much. You're like, but you got more in case you need it.
You know, you wanted to buy, you know, pay $3 for a piece.
For
I was like,
piece.
You know what, for $11, I had to get the case or the whole thing.
The whole cake. Or you can get like 8 pieces instead of just one.
No wonder you suck at grocery shopping.
What? I didn't want that much, but I've already had 2 pieces of it.
So see, I save money.
Yeah, did. because, you know, half the cake is already gone between me and our son.
You got that right, Steve. The best part of the blowjob is a silence. You can hardly keep, that's the best way to keep a woman silent. Problem is, they go, blah, 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 they still talk. It's like, dude, what are you doing? Seriously. So quality time.
Mm-hmm.
I think we spend quality time.
We do. I mean, we're spending quality time together right now.
Yeah, this is kind of like your therapy. If you ever let your therapist listen to the show, I'd be fucked. Yeah, he's crazy. Yes, he needs a spot on the couch with you.
Dude, I would love to see you on the couch at my therapist's office. Problem is he don't ask you questions. He just sits there. So you'd be having an hour session talking to yourself.
Ain't that like a psychiatrist? Or is this actual counselor?
This is a psychologist. The psychiatrist, he asks questions, but he doesn't want to see me but every 3 months since I told him to screw it, go fuck himself last time.
It happens.
Stop pushing drugs on me.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So you should guess what else you should do.
What else I should do?
You should try new stuff together.
Well, maybe if you haven't had a freaking colon cleanse, try one.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about then? That's the only thing on a man's mind.
Like if there's a new restaurant in town, go to the restaurant and try it out.
We do that every Friday night.
I know. Except this last Friday.
You fucked that one up. But anyway.
How did I screw that up?
You screwed that one up.
We both got off work at the same time.
Oh, I thought you got off early that day.
No, that's on Friday the 1st.
Oh, Friday the 1st. It's like Friday the 13th.
Duh. Duh.
Dumbass.
So you should try new things together. Like, you know, go to
an alien colon cleanse, as I say it. Yeah, the new restaurant I want to go to is called The Back Door.
Well, you better find somebody else to enter their back door because you're not entering mine. It is closed for remodeling on a permanent basis.
Oh, it's closed for permanent.
Yes.
All I do is tell you it's the tip. Don't worry about it.
No, you're a liar. All you guys lie. It's just a tip. No, it's not. Don't even start with that crap.
All women fall for it.
Well, women, be some Weisenheimers and wise.
Weisenheimer. I like that one. That's funny. I'm gonna call freaking China now Weisenheimer.
Gotta wisen up, ladies, because it's never just the tip. So don't listen when your man says it's just the tip, because it's not.
Or I'm not gonna blow in your mouth as I'm holding it.
Honey, let me know when you're going to go, okay?
Yeah,
just
right.
Let me know when you're going to go.
I don't even know why women say that. It ain't happening.
And then all of a sudden, you're holding the head. And they're like, I'm doing you. Let me know. Ew. Why didn't you tell me? Talk over things, even when it's uncomfortable.
Well, you shouldn't have to lie. You should be straight out and stuff. It's better than freaking, you know, holding it in, if you ask me.
Well, like, and I guess, you know, even after a year after being with somebody, they're talking about, like, you know, what your plans are for the future. And like your personal beliefs on things, things that people don't really talk about when they're in the first year of their relationship.
Right.
I mean, a lot of people don't talk about that stuff.
Huh.
You're not listening.
No.
Yeah. See,
it boring me.
All right, then. So there's that.
I guess that ain't the best way to have communication. You're sitting there, you're boring the shit out of me is what you're thinking in your head.
Okay, well, here's another one for you. Have a life outside of your relationship. The most annoying, unhappy couple they are too obsessed with their partners and basically don't have a life, any life outside the relationship.
Well, didn't I tell you that, man? I've always told you that.
The most successful couples, on the other hand, those are willing to do things separately. Yeah.
What was that? Playing separately or what?
I didn't say playing separately. What the fuck? Where did that come from?
I don't know, man. My head goes all kinds of places. Oh, I got that dementia stuff where I got mad cow disease.
Oh, my God. Danny Crane.
Yeah, Danny Crane. It's Danny the mad Crane. Cow. That is the best freaking series ever is Boston Legal. Ain't it?
That's all right.
What do you mean it's all right? You used to love watching that.
Denny Crane.
Say it louder. Denny Crane. Say it like you mean it. Denny Crane!
Weird.
Boy, I love radio. But I love a good pee even more.
Turn it up and piss somebody off.
Shake a leg and zip it up.
Oh my God.
Now or never. Here it comes.
Take yourself on a journey into the unknown.
Yeah!
Are you ready?
Attention. We came, we saw, we kicked his ass.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR-DB Rockford.
Oh, yeah. If you're just joining in, China Doll is trying to talk about what to do to stay happy after the honeymoon. Mike Ball, what a good interview yesterday with Professional Monkey.
What
do you fucking got nothing in your mouth now? What's going on here?
Have romantic dates often.
Well, I think that's a good thing to do.
You're not romantic.
What, taking you out to dinner ain't romantic?
I don't see no candle lights.
What do you mean candle lights?
Eating over candlelight.
You don't like that shit. Don't even act like it.
Actually, I don't. I think it's stupid.
You're sitting here trying to make me look bad and stuff like that. That's bullshit.
No, I'm not going to lie. The thing that I look forward to most every week is Friday after work. We go to dinner. I look forward to that every week.
You do?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Could have fooled me.
Not because I'm just hungry, because he doesn't feed me till Friday after work.
Oh, Peter. Liar.
But, you know, I do. I look forward to going to eat because we go to someplace different every time, except for in the beginning when you wanted to go to the same restaurant.
I love golden chopsticks, man. Them zip heads can make some food.
That food's so gross.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, it is.
It's freaking good, man.
It's got too much MSG, which makes me throw up.
What the hell does MSG mean?
Oh, my God. Look it up.
Seriously, what's that mean?
MSG?
Yeah, it sounds like you're having
Chinese
your period.
Food. No, that's PMS.
All these freaking alphabets, man. I can't keep track of
different
it.
Different initials.
Can't keep it.
Guess what another thing says to do after the honeymoon phase is over? Spice up your sex life.
Why does always it have to be about sex?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the one that's been talking about buttholes all morning. I don't know what the hell your problem is. Stick a finger in it.
Hey, you're always complaining you're constipated.
Well, you don't got to stick a finger in it. I'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out on your own. You'll pass a log on a possum.
I will pass a log on a dead possum on my own time. It's fine. I don't need your help. Just go buy me some more chocolate cake.
And you're happy.
Yes. Duh.
So that's all I have to do to make you happy is buy you chocolate cake?
No. Not the only thing. No.
That's what you made it sound like.
But I mean, that's part of the thing that you can do. I love chocolate cake.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
It happens.
Chocolate cake is good for you. It's got all the four food groups in it. It's fine.
What do you mean four?
It's got dairy, yeah. Milk, and it's got eggs. It's got flour.
You didn't say it right.
What?
Eggs. You didn't say it.
Dead chicken babies.
Dead chicken babies.
Because I made you an omelet yesterday, so it had dead chicken babies and vegetables.
you never believe it. but she has my dogs trained to eat vegetables.
Yeah, and their favorite is cheesy broccoli. I put the cheesy broccoli on a fork, and I look at my dogs, and I go, okay, sit, girls. You got to eat your vegetables.
And they eat it.
And they eat it right off the fork. And they look at me like, can I have some more?
Oh, my goodness gracious, man.
And then they ate the rest of your omelet, the dead chicken babies.
The dead chicken babies. Anyway, we're going to go to members only here in a few minutes. If you're not a member, go join over on YouTube or Spotify. Everybody else, you have a good one. We'll catch you later. Rock on, baby.
And that's it for a Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Don't forget to visit us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and all major podcasts.